Morphin Legacy presents The Grid.
This is Shattery22, Vice President of MorphinLegacy.com, welcoming you to a spooky grid commentary.
Don't go in there!
Yes, you heard that right. Spooky commentary. For all of October, we will be doing commentaries for Power Rangers Halloween specials, one good and one bad. And unfortunately for us, the first one we're doing is bad. Really bad. Joining me in this spooky commentary is Austin.
Boo-ah!
Amber.
Salutations, nightmares.
And Jay.
Hey, girl.
We will be watching Power Rangers Super Samurai's Halloween special titled Trickster Treat. Master Zanja and Octaroo deploy a mind-bending Nylock named Trickster, trapping the Power Rangers in a series of movies.
I like how we've just had Austin sneak in here with all these freaking samurai things and just making me rewatch Samurai a bunch of times. This is not okay.
Yeah.
This is a ploy. I'm not okay. The ploy to make me watch this shit a million times.
Austin did say one good and one bad, and I ultimately chose this as the bad because this is the worst you can get for when it comes to Halloween specials.
Beastmarverse was also crappy.
Yes.
Just saying.
We'll get to that eventually. But not this year. So for those unaware what a commentary is, me, Austin, Amber, and Jay will watch the episode on Netflix and we'll talk over it. While you guys, gals, or non-binary pals at home can watch along on Netflix, your DVDs, or whatever the hell you decide to watch these episodes to sync up and join along. I don't judge.
It's a watch-along.
So
begin. It's a little bit like Mystery Science Theater 3000.
It's a good time. But gayer.
And Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Which has slightly more budget than most of the movies on there.
So to sync up and join along as we watch this episode, begin when the countdown tells you to go, go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Centuries ago in Japan, Nylock monsters invaded our world, but samurai warriors defeated them with power symbols passed down from parent to child. Today, the evil Nylock have risen once again and plan to flood the Earth. Luckily, a new generation of heroes stand in their way. They are the Power Rangers Samurai. Thank you.
Can I drown in that flood?
At first, I was like, oh, Austin really knows that by heart, but then I was like, oh, the subtitles are wrong, so he's probably...
Well, both.
Hmm. I'm just going to say, they're all Japanese. They don't celebrate Halloween like that in Japan.
We all know.
Season one had to use Sentai footage of Master Zanja being drunk to pretend it's a Halloween outfit because God
we're not in Japan.
Original footage of the villains.
We're in Panorama City.
Weak.
We're the Shivas, the white Shivas.
To their doom!
In Halloween, cute little Halloween costumes.
They are actually really cute, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the only reason it's a Halloween special, because that one little scene from the Shinkenger movie.
I mean, they were really stretching.
Yeah.
Mike! Kevin.
Emily!
Antonio!
Antonio!
That's homophobic.
That's Antonio. He's actually in this episode.
I wish they'd have saved him for this episode. He deserved better than that.
I got teased for Antonio and they ruined it.
Wow. Wait, this is literally like the season one opening, though.
Wow. That makes sense. Way to go.
That makes no sense.
Maybe it's because it's a special Halloween version on Netflix or whatever.
Does it matter?
If it's so special, you think they'd use the right opening.
That would show that they cared.
Oh, they care. Logo.
Got the right logo though.
Okay.
Aww, oh, no, what a tiger.
Furries are in danger.
Cancer!
Save Jack the furries. Yourself.
I'm the bear getting beat up on.
I'm the bunny on the ground.
Naturally.
Are you the panda bear or the other bear?
Let's be the panda bear. Because, you know, it's part of my brand, I guess.
Ew.
Oh, Trisha is just living for this. He's got the popcorn and everything.
I think I saw a hentai like that once.
But don't tell mother.
Oh my god. What the fuck might are these well people?
Use, might as well use these guys.
Who are these weebs?
They're things that are used in Shingen Drillet.
I remember those.
Yeah. Those are something that they were like, oh, this is a movie dimension, so I guess we can use these.
Boom! Their sound effects are ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what a squid sounds like. Or an octopus.
I don't think so.
Makes monkey sounds.
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah. It's like, hold on, we forgot. We gave Blue the coolest animal. He needs to be, like, pretend to be the leader.
I guess.
What?
Kevin has no
idea. Yeah.
Well, it's because Blue is a dragon and Red is just a lion, and then like they made that whole joke with Takahiru being the lucky cat. So,
but isn't the lion?
There was no chance for them to try to make that cool for Jaden. Yeah, but they like weakened him down to a cat. He's wearing like a little cat hat.
Aww.
He's not really wearing like a lion. Tail.
Does he have a tail?
Yeah, see?
Yeah, he's got a little K-tail and his belt's furry.
Aww.
And Yellow was scratching her butt because she's a monkey.
You love to see it.
Because she's a monkey.
I do. Hey, look, it's another turtle shell, crossover.
As long as it's not shell.
I mean, she may not be a ninja, but you know, hey.
She's a samurai.
I love
Oh, look, Yellow
guys.
Has a furry samurai belt, too.
Boring turtle.
Oh, I...
Oh!
Mekashiva! Mekashiva! I'm getting your shit wrecked, Blue.
What a loser.
Yeah. I mean, but to be fair, they're all kind of losers.
Wow.
This is the Loser Club, Power Rangers edition.
Sincerely yours, The Breakfast Club.
What is this? That's Three Stooges?
I mean, it is samurai.
True.
Why is he the only one that's super?
Because they can only use the coat one at a time.
Because it was Ryunosuke's turn.
Isn't this your favorite season, Austin?
You know what? Yes and no.
This motherfucker was some reject out of Pan's Labyrinth.
I was thinking about that. Those hands are real creepy.
Mm-hmm.
Those hands have been places. Just saying.
Ew.
I'm like, how do you wipe your ass? Like, that's gross.
You're just getting your hand all shitty.
That's
or a, your
that's,
eyeball,
that's
I mean.
That's an easy way to get pink eye.
Ew.
Conjunctivitis. Hold on, let's watch some shitty old-timey animation.
Yes!
Little entertainment.
Yeah. That's
not
racist.
Oh, God. I'm. Yes. Hey, let's be lazy and just use the footage of Wako.
I hate it.
Keep it far away. Mm. And she's still Asian.
No one
it's
will
fine.
Know.
Yeah,
they're both Asian. Know. It's fine.
It's fine.
Her face is kind of blurred. Like Did you guys that. Notice that? They put a blur on her face.
Of course, only faraway shots, too.
Fantastico!
Better tomorrow. Okay, Antonio, we get it. You're Hispanic.
Just wait till he show
it
close.
What, you
just relax and shake it.
Well, it's better than you normally dance. See, look, her face is clearly. Clearly.
Jaden dances?
Yeah, Mia's no way, no clothes, no way that.
That's
that,
hilarious. That's so blatant. Very pale, bitch. That is so blatant. They couldn't even pretend to, like, put that actress in a similar outfit. No,
they couldn't be bothered.
Of original footage in this episode. It is all I know. Stock footage from Samurai or stock footage from this movie. Directed by my ass. Secord friggin' went, just friggin' edited this in his bathroom or something.
I'm like, he's literally.
He's like, I used iMovie.
Like, that's the scariest thing about this episode is she's literally a no face.
Oh my
it's
God.
Like, I'm sorry, my trial of Premiere Pro ran out.
Can you imagine? Well, this is some people's first exposure to Power Rangers.
Oh my God. That's rough, buddy.
In general,
like, we had it any better with Mighty Morphin? Come on now.
Mighty Morphin's iconic.
I mean, at least they were willing. At least they were willing to, like, refill people's faces in them, like, you know, the main cast.
I was a very impressionable 8-year-old, okay?
What the fuck? That Mooger was able to get through security with that gun?
He's like, I must save my top.
This is a fucking fantasy, Ray. There's no security. The villains are the ones that created the fantasy.
Oh my God, is that Kendall from Big Time Rush?
No. I love him!
That never gets old.
Worldwide.
Oh my gosh, is that Alex Pettifer?
Oh my God, I love Worldwide. He does kind of look like Alex
dream
Pettifer.
You're never
oh my God, he does.
The fuck? Ew, he looks
a
like.
Bit. A little bit.
I mean, he's white, that's why.
Like, the finale before the finale airs.
Yikes.
Like, he kind of does. It's not direct, but, I mean, he's just, like, a very bland-looking white boy. So, like, yeah. I mean, it's very easy for him to look kind of like Alex Pettifer.
What the fuck is going on?
Let's check up footage. Yeah.
Someone had so much fun in Sony Vegas.
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You really ruined this unmorphed fight scene, guys.
That iMovie is working real hard, guys. It's carrying this episode.
It's doing the most.
I guess if you want to watch the unshitified version, just watch the finale.
You better watch it. You guys are going to break the cassette tape.
Hector does that in real life, though.
Ew.
To these nuts.
This motherfucker's costume
down
weeds
back home, Emily.
His design is so busy.
You're busy.
He was supposed to represent something, and it made sense if, like, in the Japanese context. But in Power Rangers, it makes no fucking sense because they don't like.
Wasn't it like greed and gambling or something?
I think a little bit because like dice and roses and dragons.
Yeah.
It looks like you see it's like shit you maybe see on like pachinko machines or gambling. But
all right, I'll be back in 2 hours when this is over.
Yeah, we gotta use
it's perfect time for me to take a nap.
Look for real. Get the disc out, put it on the sword.
What, you don't like exposition?
Samurai Ranger ready.
And then
Jesus Christ.
You couldn't just say Yellow Ranger. You had to say all this weird bullshit.
Excited rock music.
Is that what the subtitle says?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to say this. I think the person who closed captioned this was a little bit too optimistic about this show.
The footage is still really pretty. I like the morph sequence.
Yeah, it's a nice morph sequence.
It's just long.
I think it would help if I actually liked the show or, you know, maybe you didn't already see all this shit.
I mean, watching it the first time, I was like, ooh, pretty.
And then use it every episode after.
Well, yeah. I think it's that extra footage of them in that stupid like exercise gear. Like,
yeah,
it just eats up so much time. Yeah, like
not that even, hood thing.
Like maybe ninjas do, but samurai don't do that.
Yeah.
Now we beg for solo morphs. Now we get like we're lucky to get one for every ranger.
It's because this one took like 15,000 years. Mm-hmm. I feel like someone should go through the whole series if they're brave enough and count how long they spend watching these extra long work sequences and see how much of the season is actually.
That would have been something to do back during core, but
yeah, I think somebody.
Oh, now you don't have any time.
I think somebody timed this more. It's 3 minutes.
And I'm sorry, I'm not going to go back and watch this piece of garbage season.
Well, you will next year for our Samurai retrospective.
Don't fucking remind me. I'm going to watch that thing on 3x speed. I do everything else because ADD is real, kids.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This is still going on? Oh, okay, we're done.
What is this? It's so fucking meta that it's like
punchy rock music.
Make fun of the garbage.
They're punching. They're swinging swords and kicking. I don't see no punches happening at all.
Shut up. Let us just enjoy the fight.
No, they gotta talk.
Explosions.
The earth is moving.
Hiya, hiya, hiya. Hiya, hiya, hiya. It's like that scene in Heavyweights. You're like, hiya, hiya, hiya.
Hiya, hiya, hiya.
Just one more camp hope. It's on Disney Plus. No one has an excuse.
Just like chopping down weeds back home.
Anybody ready for a chopped mover salad?
Time to blow you away.
Barracuda blade. See, this would have been the part to like license the song Barracuda. Be like, ooh,
God, he was Barracuda. Like, he was holding in a fart.
Like, that would have been chef kiss. Like, the only good part of the show is Antonio. I'm sorry.
This is just fight.
Everything else is trash. Antonio's the only thing I would keep.
J-Tonio, though. You need the other half.
It's one fight scene.
Yeah. That's the only figure arts I own. So I'm just saying.
Is Antonio Hispanic? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Huh.
Pronto.
Hot shot.
Oh.
Isn't there an episode where he says excelente or something?
Yes. I wish he would have said something like escándalo.
Just like that.
Just like that. Wait, his disc was in there now?
That sword is
sexy. Do you see how big that sword is?
It's the multi-disc.
Big as his dick!
Oh. It's bigger than this dick! Suck
you
on
can
this
fire
nose.
Smash me any day.
Oh, talk dirty to me.
Park that big fire smasher right in this little garage.
Oh no, the monster grew.
Oh, that's bitch grew. Jesus.
This happens. Bitch grow, because that never happens.
Hate it here.
In Atherton.
Because Americans don't know the word origami.
All right,
did they show the full sequence of this too?
Yes,
I think so. Yes.
Oh, God.
Burn that time.
Burn. Like we have nothing else better to do. Like this episode's been mostly morph sequence and Zord sequence.
And they're gonna play one at a time for them transporting into their cockpit. And then sheathing the saber and putting it into the pedestal.
Oh my god.
And what's a folding zord?
Yeah, for real.
Bitch, we know what origami is.
Who the fuck is that?
Seriously.
Origami, isn't that shit you put on your spaghetti? No. That's an orgasm. No, that's that folded up Japanese paper shit.
Look at us doing kanji and whatnot.
You fold origami.
Symbol power. We're literally writing big, guys. We're riding big, guys.
Whitewashed to hell. Whitewashed.
He's a bear.
Power, folding doors, white shibas.
I was like, at this point, weebs have been around a long time, and a lot of them have had children. I'm pretty sure their parents could have told their kids, oh, that's origami. Oh, that's Japanese writing, guys.
No, he must be white. It's folding
only
doors.
Only whites.
Power symbol.
Big camera should be the white shiba.
Ew.
This is still a gorgeous Megazord, though, so.
It is.
Oh, except for the inside of it.
I need a
screen.
Oh my god, split screen!
It's like the Regina George of Zords. It's beautiful on the outside, but ugly as sin on the inside.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Que grande. Yep.
How the fuck?
Que grande, Amber.
Que grande? So I think he might be Hispanic, guys.
I think so. I think you're right.
Maybe. At least.
I'm gooped.
I'm gooped the house down boots.
Damn, this motherfucker is big. Tag yourself.
Boy.
I wouldn't want that dick on my forehead. Damn.
Speak for yourself.
You know he doesn't wash. It probably smells like Smegma and Cheetos.
Ah!
Oh, God.
Welcome to the grid.
Well, we talk about dicks.
Sucking dick and cuck. Time and place.
Time and place.
And you did it at my birthday dinner.
In front of my salad?
In front of my Megazord? Ugh.
My Megazord salad.
I mean, when the show doesn't give you really anything interesting to commentate on, it just develops into dick jokes.
This is where we are.
Because we're teenagers.
With attitude.
That's the sound of my dick fell off!
Freaking pieces of white toast.
What?
Not even toast.
I mean, you should have just did the Macarena. It would have been more fun.
Hey, Macarena. Hi!
That would have required them to film original footage.
So windmills don't cause cancer, but they do cause you to be hypnotized.
And oh shit, fires? They're living in California, you know what that's going to do.
Are you,
I mean, is that something to be excited about?
I know, right? That song's kind of a bop, not going to lie.
This is the time. Mia and the Samurai Dance Machine.
I'd rather burst my eardrums.
Lame.
Yes.
Oh my god.
How much you want to bet they slowed this footage down?
They probably did.
Yeah. I feel like I'm just watching a YouTube compilation.
Honestly.
That's pretty much this episode. Barracuda! Bite!
But it's not a barracuda!
I love that for you.
Stupid.
Oh, he did. Oh. What the fuck is going on? Bitch!
That footage.
Just die, bitch. Please die.
Don't break Power Ranger rules.
Just kill him. God damn it. I don't fucking care anymore. Just kill him.
That's so much more effective when it's silent.
Kill him.
It's Super Samurai mode, idiot.
More like a nightmare.
Dramatic rock music? Are you sure about that?
Well, what's so dramatic about this? They're just forming the Megazord.
They're just telling you how to search for it on YouTube when you're looking for copyright-free music.
Or just the fifth interpretation of Go-Go Power Rangers.
You're not that smart, bitch.
Yeah, I almost forgot how pretty this Shinkendra footage is.
Ooh, yeah. What the fuck was that?
It's just sad.
It is.
But like the inside is so garbage. Like those suits look so terrible.
Yeah.
They're tacky and I hate them.
I liked them for what they were. They're just Megazords. Who cares?
It's like, hold on. You can, if you look really closely when Gold turns his head, you can see the crew.
I mean, it's not like I'd pay $100 for figures of them or anything.
Oh!
Called the fuck out.
Yes. He dragged you out into the street by your extensions.
Damn.
By your extensions.
But fun fact about those suits, they were designed by the people that did the movie suits, the 95 movie suits. So that's why they have.
Also, girl, you bought them too. I don't want to hear it.
That's not for $100.
I mean, that's really sad because I liked the movie suits. From the 90s? No, I did like the movie suits. Oh, okay. I just don't like these.
Yeah.
That's why they have the mouth.
Because they're fucking trash.
Mm-hmm.
Except for Gold, for some reason. He doesn't have a mouth.
I mean, Gold can do really nothing wrong. Like, did I buy the little, like, the 4-inch figure of the Gold in the stupid suit? Yes, I did. Exactly. Why? Because I love Gold Rangers. And he was the only exception. Did I buy any other figure in the Samurai
Spring?
Absolutely not. Well, I did. I bought the Shinken Gold and Red Big UArts, but that's
Halloween is ours. Love it.
That's me watching this episode.
You're spilling your go-go juice.
I know, like that is alcohol abuse. It's a party foul.
Major party foul.
That's a red flag, bud.
Well, that was painful.
Oh God, yeah.
Yep. Just get to watch it again. Yay!
Oh, God. Alrighty, so that was the end of Tricks or Treat from Power Rangers Super Samurai. Does anyone have any hot takes before we wrap this shit up?
I mean, it was fucking trash.
It's garbage, mama.
Recycle God. Footage.
It was not good. I did like the furry suits and the song. That's about it.
Yeah, they were really cute when I saw them in Shinkenger, so, you know.
They were really like, oh, we paid for all this Mega Mode footage and more footage. Let's use it.
Yeah, I maybe would have possibly liked it better had it not been like about 2/3 just like morphing and like let's get into the Zord footage.
Not a frame of original footage in this episode. Like everything is reused, even the unmorphed stuff. It is from the finale, directed by John Vin Zakor. My ass. He edited this in Movie Maker on the toilet.
On the toilet.
Well, shit, now the fucking turd.
Okay, so what did you think of this episode? Let us know by tweeting us at TheGridPR. Tune in next time where we will be commentating on the Halloween special from Dino Charge, The Ghostest with the Mostest. So yes, we're finally
Wash this nasty ass taste out of my fucking mouth.
Wash that out of your hair. Until then, everybody say bye.
Bye.
This has been a Morphin Legacy production, bitches!